om for evigt, men jeg skal også høre dig, Anders, hvad har fyldt for dig.
In Denmark, there's little appetite for large campaign rallies. Candidates hit the airwaves to convince voters they have solutions to the country's problems. This is an election that comes against the backdrop of war in Europe, rising inflation, an energy crisis and climate change.
If you look at the major decisions being made in Denmark, 90% of all major decisions are being based on a broad majority across the middle of the political spectrum. And of course, I think that is the best thing.
Prime Minister and leader of the Social Democratic Party, Mette Frederiksen, is desperate to build a strong coalition of centrist parties.
For decades, Danish politics have been dominated by governing coalitions. Polls suggest that the Social Democrats are likely to remain the most popular party. But the irony is that for the left-leaning SD to stay in power, it may need support from the right.
Frederiksen faces a growing backlash over her decision to slaughter all of the country's farmed mink in 2020 over fears they could spread a mutated variant of the coronavirus. The Prime Minister survived a parliamentary investigation but was forced to call a snap election when her main ally, the Social Liberal Party, threatened to walk out of the coalition.
The criticism from the so-called Mink Commission was so heavy that it was impossible not to take a consequence of that. But besides that, the whole history of Denmark has been coalitions between parties. We have created this welfare state together. So the idea of having a one-party government, like in other countries we don't compare ourselves to, is not right.
For the far right, this is the moment they've been waiting for. They say if elected, they will push for harsh anti-immigration policies.
We will never support a Social Democrat government. The Prime Ministers, according to us, acted against the Constitution, and it's important that Mette Frederiksen doesn't continue as Prime Minister.
This is Denmark's kingmaker. Lars Løkke Rasmussen is a former Prime Minister, and his centrist party, the Moderates, is now projected to become Denmark's third largest party. But for now, candidates from the right and the left are embracing nearly the same policies, and that's further puzzling voters. Half of them are yet to decide their choice. Hashim Al-Bara, Al Jazeera, Copenhagen.